From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. There may be a promising development in the war in Afghanistan now into its 10th year. The head of an Afghan peace council says the Taliban is ready to talk about an end to the fighting. In Brussels, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the U.S. wants to support the process.
At a NATO meeting in Brussels, Gates told reporters that the U.S. is in close contact with Afghan President Hamid Karzai on the reconciliation process in the country.
It's basically a partnership as we go forward with this, with clearly the Afghans in the lead. But I think we're confident that we have access into this process and plenty of opportunities to make our concerns as well as our suggestions known.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton added that this is a long process and it's unclear if peace talks will bear fruit. NATO Secretary General said he thinks it's important to keep up the military pressure on the Taliban for any talks to succeed. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News at NATO headquarters in Brussels.
And the fighting continues. NATO says seven of its troops have been killed in Afghanistan today. The capture of seven militants in Pakistan has reportedly turned up information about a major assassination plot. Police say they've learned of plans to kill the country's prime minister, foreign minister, and top security officials during an interrogation of the militants, who were arrested after a shootout with police. The U.S. trade deficit widened more than expected in August to just over $46 billion. NPR's Tamara Keith says this sends mixed signals about the economy.
A growing trade deficit is generally seen as bad for the economy. If the U.S. is exporting less and importing more, the country isn't generating jobs here at home. In August, though, both imports and exports grew. It's just imports grew a whole lot more, with consumer goods leading the way.
TVs, books, toys, apparel, furniture, all those goods.
Gregory Dako is an economist at IHS Global Insight, and he says this spike in imports creates a bit of a mystery.
The question is, where do all these imports go? The underlying domestic demand is still relatively weak.
It's not like American consumers are going on a TV buying binge with unemployment still well above 9%. Dako says those imports will likely show up as inventory. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Foreclosures occurred at a red-hot pace over the summer, but the rate of seizures is expected to slow as lenders try to sort out the foreclosure document mess. RealtyTrack says more than 288,000 properties were seized from July through September. Stocks are trading lower today on Wall Street. The Dow is down 33 points, NASDAQ off 10, and the S&P 500 down 7. This is NPR. It's a day of celebrating in Chile. President Sebastián Piñera joined the 33 miners at the hospital today, declaring their rescue a rebirth for both the miners and the country. He posed for photos with the men, some of whom are expected to leave the hospital today. While most of the miners are in good shape, at least one is said to be suffering depression after the 69-day ordeal. Police in northern Nigeria say gunmen on motorbikes have shot dead a policeman. NPR's Ofebia Quist-Arkton says the killing comes amid growing tension and heightened security because of attacks blamed on a radical Islamic sect.
Unidentified gunmen carried out the overnight attack on a policeman in northern Nigerian Bauchi State. Recently, Maiduguri, the regional capital in nearby Borno State, has also witnessed targeted assassinations. Earlier this week, a police station was torched in the northern city. The latest attack comes as the authorities in Nigeria hold suspected members of Boko Haram responsible for the recent killings, as well as a massive jailbreak in Bauchi last month. The sect, whose name means Western education is forbidden, wants strict Islamic Sharia law applied in Nigeria. Last year, 700 people were killed in clashes between the police and Boko Haram. It's feared the sect is rearming. Ofebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.
Paula is no longer a hurricane. With winds now around 70 miles an hour, Paula's been downgraded to a tropical storm. The storm is expected to weaken further, but it's already dumped heavy rain on Cuba and threatens dangerously high waves in coastal areas. Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.